to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you on this Sunday, folks. Hope you're doing well. I have had a very busy week here at our two police and military associations, and it's getting busier. Matter of fact, praise God, hallelujah. You know, we're having more police and soldiers wake up than ever before. So, praise God for that. To who the true enemies of God and liberty are that have control of our country today, the treasonous terrorists that have control of our government today. So it's keeping me very, very busy. Very busy. And just got a letter from our dear brother, Daryl Eberhardt, and I'd like to answer that letter on the air here. He wrote to Pastor Butch Paul, Dave Bottoms, Greg Szymanski, and Jack McLam, and he says, greetings. Have any of you been to Lindsey Williams' website lately? Lindsey Williams was the chaplain on the Alaskan Pipeline and wrote a book entitled The Energy Non-Crisis that was first published in 1980. It is a paperback book and deals with the gigantic oil strike off the northern slopes of Alaska that the federal government came in and told them to cap it and seal the records and not let the American people know about it so we could be dependent on foreign oil. Lindsey Williams' website was active until less than a week ago. Now the only thing showing up on his website is a message that states in part, after 30 years of telling my story, the time has come to end it. Due to my age, concern for my family, and being called back to the mission field, I feel I must discontinue my incredibly difficult schedule and remove the expenses associated with the books, speaking engagements, and the DVDs. I'll be right back, folks, and we'll talk about Lindsey Williams for a few minutes. Sad situation, folks, but I'll share it with you when we return to the Officer Jack McLam program after these important messages.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, Just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Untapped, they were tapped, they were brought in, and they were figured out how much oil was under the North Slope of Alaska up there, and it would have made America energy efficient or undependable on foreign oil, you know, not dependent on foreign oil, I should say, from then on, for several thousand years. But the government, who was controlled and owned in 1980 by the neocon Trotskyites, really the synagogue of Satan, as Jesus Christ says in the book of Revelations 2:9, were told to cap the oil wells up there that they had brought in and not let the American people know about it, so that we would be dependent on foreign oil and they could control us. They could control the people of America. Now, it was the Boer, Henry Kissinger. The Boer was his Soviet Russian agent name. Henry Kissinger, the Boer, said, to control nations, you have to control oil. To control people, you have to control food. And, of course, they're doing both today. They're destroying the family farmers and taking over the farms of America. And, as you know, food is getting scarce now. Some food is getting scarce. It's going to be more scarce. But the oil is the thing that they're using to bring America down to third world nation status. If you've driven down into Mexico and driven by the little huts made out of cardboard and acatia branches, that's what they want America to be. And it was Vice President Igor that wrote his book that America should be on bicycles like the rest of the world. And so that's what they're doing with the oil prices and control of the food, too. But anyway, Lindsey Williams was speaking out because he had all the proof. He was there when they brought in that huge, huge oil deposit in Gull Island. And I'll share that with you here in just a few minutes. But let's get back to the letter from our dear brother, Captain Darrell Eberhardt. He says, Lindsey Williams' website was active until less than a week ago. Now the only thing showing up on the website is a message that states, after 30 years of telling my story, the time has come for me to end it. Due to my age and concern for my family, that's very important there to remember that, folks, and being called back to the mission field, I feel I must discontinue my incredibly difficult schedule and remove the expenses associated with the books, speaking engagements, and DVDs. Darrell Eberhardt, Captain Darrell Eberhardt, has the right feeling about this. He says, was this man threatened? If any of you ever interviewed him, which I have on three occasions, and still have his phone number, would you please give him a call and ask about this situation? It may not just be a coincidence that this retirement of his from his books and DVDs, one each of which deal with the great amounts of oil and natural gas off the northern slopes of Alaska, is occurring as gasoline prices are rapidly increasing in the USA. I do know that Pastor Butch Paul had Lindsey Williams on his broadcast on two occasions. Hopefully he will have Williams' phone number. Also, Williams was only offering his books before this latest message posted on his website as a part of the package deal, I believe for $138, a bunch of tapes and books. He would give away the books for free if you'd buy the tapes, and so on. I had asked them via a message I left on their website several weeks ago to consider offering the book, The Energy Non-Crisis, by itself. I got a short message back saying they couldn't do it. Was the book in such limited supplies? ? So if any of you can contact Lindsey Williams, could you ask if someone else could republish the book? And if he agrees, do any of you know a publisher that could reprint it for a decent price? Considering the ever-increasing prices at the pump, would not the republishing of this book at this time be very important? For whatever it's worth in Christ, Captain Darrell Eberhardt. So, anyway, Brother Darrell, if you're listening today, I don't know if you are, but I have Pastor Lindsey Williams' phone number, of course, because we're friends, we're buddies. Can't give it out on the air, of course, but I do have that number. And I have talked to Lindsey Williams last week. Matter of fact, he called me very upset. Very upset because he had just received a call from a multi-billionaire that he knew on the Alaskan pipeline that worked for one of the gasoline companies up there. I'm assuming it was ARCO, but I don't know for sure, folks. I can't say for sure because Lindsey said he couldn't tell me on the phone because they were listening to his phone. And he couldn't tell me the name of the guy because they were listening on the phone as he was making this call to us, and I know they are because they have my phones here monitored. The federal government, the international criminal elite, has the federal government monitoring our phones here at our two police military associations. But he told me that he had just been threatened, his life had just been threatened, and the life of his kids and family, and to stop talking about Gull Island. Well, we're going to talk about Gull Island. But anyway, Lindsey was very upset. He says that he knows they're telling him the truth because he knew this guy, this multi-billionaire on the pipeline up there that called him and very nicely told him that he had to stop talking about the find of oil and capping the oil wells there at Gull Island because of the price of gas right now, and everybody is very concerned and listening. And if he continued to talk about it, they were going to murder him and his family. And so he says that he's been praying about it. And I said, brother, I'll join you in prayer over it. And he says, I've got to make a decision to either keep going or go back into the mission field. He says, I have thought for years, after 35 years or so of talking about the non-energy crisis and how they cap the oil wells up there on the Alaskan slope, that I would, after 35 years of this, I've told this story repeatedly, and I would just go back in the mission field. I've been thinking about that for years. Maybe this is a way God is sending me a message to go back in the mission field. I said, well, brother, I'm going to join you in prayer. I'm going to ask our people, too, to join you in prayer that you make the right decision for you and your family and the nation, okay? So we'll be right back, folks, to talk a little bit more about this right after these important messages.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure, Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Folks, we're back here on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I wanted to share with you a little bit of Gull Island. Will blow your mind, or Gull, G-U-L-L, like seagull, Island will blow your mind, which is part of Lindsay Williams' book here. And here is a portion of it. It's chapter 16 in his book, and I'm just skipping down here, folks, to give you the punchlines. Lindsay is speaking, and he said, I could tell by the excitement they were showing, meaning the top executives for ARCO and the others there, the way they were expressing themselves as something big had happened. Now, they're up on the north slope of the Alaskan pipeline, folks, back in a number of years ago, I forget. 1970, I think it was. After everyone had left the office, the oil company official said to me, Chaplain, we have just discovered and proven another pool of oil as big and maybe even bigger than the Prudhoe Bay field. This is huge. This is phenomenal beyond words, he said. There is no energy crisis in America any longer. Now we can build a second pipeline. Now we can produce not only 2 million barrels of oil every 24 hours, but we can produce 4 million barrels of oil every 24 hours. Chaplain, this is what we as oil company officials have been waiting for, he said. Then suddenly the excitement was wiped off his face as he looked back at me and said, I hope the federal government doesn't pose any difficulty over this because of the fact that it's located on the very edge of the designated area from which we can produce. Then he looked back again and said, Chaplain, if this is allowed to be produced, we can build another pipeline, and in another year's time, 1 year's time, remember that, folks, we can flood America with Alaskan oil, our own oil. We won't have to worry about the Arabs any longer. We won't be dependent on any nation on earth. Chaplain, if there are 2 pools of oil here this big, then that means there's many, many dozens of pools all over the north slope of Alaska. He went on to say, Chaplain, America has just become energy independent. I must repeat that, folks. The high official of ARCO said America has just become energy independent. I do not think I've ever seen a man so excited as that man was that day as he explained to me about the find at Gull Island. That day I went on my way rejoicing. My, was I happy. This meant that we could produce from the entire north slope of Alaska. America would be oil independent, 4 million barrels of oil every 24 hours, just from 2 of the many fields of oil there was up there. We don't have to depend on anybody. The energy crisis had just come to a screeching halt in America. This ought to hit the front page of every newspaper across America. This was the most exciting thing since the original find at Prudhoe Bay. Homes won't go cold any longer. American citizens will not be waiting in line for crude oil or gasoline any longer. I think that night I hardly slept, for I had just witnessed one of the most spectacular events since the original find at Prudhoe Bay, which was a huge find. I remember that evening as I lay in bed trying to count sheep and trying to find a way to go to sleep. Okay, so now let me jump down here. He's talking about a few things that don't really matter too much. The only thing they had to do at this point was to let private enterprise loose. Let them do what American private enterprise can do so gloriously. Let them do what American enterprise has done so gloriously throughout all these years. Just let them have an incentive. And with an incentive like this, gas prices would come way down. That's the problem, folks. Gas prices would come way down. And then we wouldn't go into third world nation status here in this nation. You see why the international criminal elite, the synagogue of Satan, called up and told the industry to cap those wells and not let the American people know about it. So that night I went to bed dreaming of the glory of our great nation. As a red-blooded America, proud of the fact that the Yankees had produced again, just as they always have, yes, I went to bed happy, on a happy note that night. I went to his office, I'm jumping down here, folks, and I walked into the base camp that morning. There was nothing exceptional going on. I went by the security guard, and he said, was just nonchalantly sitting there as if nothing special had taken place. I asked, "Sir, where is Mr. So-and-so?" He said, "He's out riding around in his vehicle." I asked, "Can you call him on the radio?" He answered, "Sure." He called him on the radio and said, "Chaplain Williams is here to see you." The man called back with what seemed to be an air of fear in his voice, and he said, "Chaplain Williams, yes, please tell him to stay right there and not leave. I need to see him. Tell him to wait for me in my office. I'll be there immediately." Okay, folks, I hear the music. I'll be right back, and we'll finish up on Gull Island here. But we need to get this story out. If Lindsey Williams can't do it, or they're going to murder his family and him, then, folks, we can do it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Want to find out how to reduce your electric bill by 25%?
Visit OrganProducts.org.
The Center for Disease Control recently discovered the average American has 2 pounds of parasites.
Find out how to unload these passengers at OrganProducts.org.
The Organ Zapper treats parasites throughout the body. Viruses, bacteria, worms, yeast, fungi, and more. Organ is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. For less than the cost of a doctor visit, the use of the Organ Zapper is only limited by your imagination. It's been reported to treat allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, candida, and much more.
Read more for yourself at OrganProducts.org.
That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. OrganProducts.org also offers MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, 100 times more powerful than any known antioxidant, at just $20 for one bottle, or 4 bottles for only $76. Call 646-498-5309 or visit OrganProducts.org today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back to Gull Island on the Officer Jack McLam program. Yes, sad, folks, but if we can get this message out all over America, and I know we can, especially with the Internet, we can reach millions and millions of people if we all put this on the Internet and send this book, The Energy Non-Crisis, out across the nation to everybody on our Internet list and to our relatives and friends and tell them to do the same thing, then we can reach millions upon millions, tens of millions of people with this very important book that shows that our government is lying to us, because within 1 year, maybe even less than 1 year, as I'm reading in this book here, they can uncap that oil well and put that oil in the pipeline and bring it into America. It says here, he said 1 year, okay? So we would be oil independent then, but of course the international criminal elite doesn't want that, because they're using oil to bring our nation down to third world nation status, just like down in Mexico, in the heart of Mexico. And I've been there hundreds of times diving with my two boys in Mexico. So I've seen the type of life the people live under their communist system down there, of the super rich and the super poor. But back to this man now, Lindsey Williams, is just talked to or been told to go to his office, this big oil tycoon's office, who told him about the Gull Island find yesterday, the day before. I went to his office and sat down and wondered why it was that on this day the trumpets weren't sounding. This was a phenomenal thing, that oil find, and yet there seemed to be no fuss at all about it. Sure enough, without delay, the oil company official soon walked into his office and closed the door behind him. He looked at me with a frown on his face and said, "Chaplain, what you saw yesterday, don't you ever, as long as you live, let anything out that would tell anyone the data that you saw on those technical sheets." I said, "But sir, that's going to end the oil crisis in America." He said to me, "No, Chaplain, it's not. Quite the contrary," he says. As he sat down behind his desk, I noticed that he was very worried, and then he continued and said, "Chaplain, you weren't supposed to see what I showed you yesterday. I'm sorry I let you go with me out there to watch that burn. I'm even more perturbed that I let you know, look at the technical data, because, Chaplain, you and I might be in deep trouble if we ever tell the story of Gull Island." I should stop at this point and state that he did not tell me not to tell the story of Gull Island, but he merely said we both would be in trouble if you tell the story, if you ever tell the story of Gull Island. I watched with my own eyes what I never thought I would see in the United States of America. Maybe in Soviet socialist Russia, yes. Maybe under a dictatorship, but in America, no. After all, this was the country of the people, for the people, and by the people, by the people and for the people. Within a few days after the find and the proof of the find, proof of the vast amount of oil, I listened as that official told me that the government had ordered the oil company to seal the documents, withdraw the drilling rig, cap the well, and not release the information about the Gull Island find of oil. That oil field is particularly under the area that the oil companies were not allowed to produce from. It is in the Arctic Ocean, and microorganisms of that area might be destroyed. Listen to that, folks. Microorganisms. You can't even see them, in other words. Might be destroyed if an oil spill ever occurred. Seal the documents. Withdraw the rig and cap the well, they were told. This company official said to me, Chaplain, that great pool of oil is probably as big as the Prudhoe oil field, which is huge, as you know. It has been proven, drilled into, and tested. We know what is there, and we know the amount that is there, but the government has ordered us not to produce that well or reveal any information as to what is at Gull Island. I could hardly believe what I heard that day. I walked out of the oil company's official's office very perturbed because, again, we could be lied to. The American people would be deceived again. The truth would not be told. As I walked out of that office, I realized that I was only one of about six men alive that would even know the truth about Gull Island or would ever even see the technical data. I was astonished that day because of this restriction on releasing data about the production from beneath the small island out in the Arctic Ocean. This could end the oil crisis, but I had come to the conclusion in my mind without any doubt whatsoever that the federal government would never want that oil produced. It was not the oil companies that ordered the rig removed and the oil capped, or the well capped. It was the oil companies that said, we cannot go beyond our 100-mile boundary. Baloney. It was not the oil companies that said, we will not tell the American people the truth. Rather, it was your federal and state government. And my federal and state government, the officials elected by us to represent us for our own welfare. Gull Island was capped and the rigs were removed, and the truth has never been told until now. Folks, this is so important that you get a copy of this book, or better yet, yes, print out copies of this book, and you can go right to a web page. I can tell you the web page, and I'll tell you right now, get a pencil and paper. I'll wait a couple minutes here and then give you that web page, and you can print out the whole book. You can read it yourself on the web, but then you can also print out copies, chapter after chapter. This was chapter 16, or portions of it. I didn't read you the whole chapter. And it is essential that the American people know this story, folks, so that those that laugh at you and me and say that you guys are ridiculous conspiracy theorists, that the government is American government, they would never do that to us, blah, 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 blah. You've heard the stories before, folks, and I've heard it in my own family before. So it is so important that we get Chaplain Lindsey Williams, Pastor Lindsey Williams' book out to our people and around the world. Okay, around the nation and around the world as soon as possible, so that we can stand up together against the liars, the treasonous scumbags, and the terrorists that blew us up on September 11th to start this nation, regressing nation into a third world nation status because of their pumping up the price of oil. Remember, folks, the Arabs are not doing this to us. The Arabs refuse in AIPAC, the organization, OPAC, the Arab Organization of States that had oil, refused to raise the price of oil over $3 a gallon in the United States. The barrel of oil cost so that it would go up over $3 a gallon in the United States. So the international criminal elite, the synagogue of Satan that rules us today, our state houses and our federal government, our military, has put together a plan to take the oil, have our Arabs and take over their oil countries and put it under the control of the international criminal elite so they can raise the price up to $4, $5, $6, $8, $10 a gallon, and that's what they intend to do. So do not blame it on the Arabs. The Arabs had nothing to do with it. This is the international criminals that have control of our governments today that are doing this. And they're doing it, folks. You say, why would they want America down to third world nation status? Well, they cannot merge a first world nation where we have all the solid shooters, all the cars, all the indoor toilets, all the indoor showers, bathtubs, with a third world nation that has to go out and take a bucket of water and pour it over their head to take a shower, to wash themselves. Okay, you can't merge these kind of nations together. You got to bring all the nations down to third world nation status, including America and England and all those, to where we can be merged together in this super rich, super poor world society called the Antichrist world government system. No middle class at all. So by taking down the middle class, as they're doing right now, they're not affecting the super, super rich that have $100 billion in their pockets with the price of oil. They're not affecting them at all. Matter of fact, they got special places they can go, just like the Russian controllers in Russia, communist Russia, had special places to go buy their food and gasoline and everything there in Russia. Because they were special, they were super rich, and they didn't go in the stores with the super poor, which they had to stand in lines just to get bread for hours and hours there in communist Russia. That's what they wanted to be in America today, and that's what they're doing by raising the price of oil. So, folks, it is our duty to get this information. Lindsey Williams, according to what we've now heard from our dear brother, Captain Darrell Eberhardt, has folded his tent and has gone back into the mission field. I talked to him last week before he made the decision, and I guess he's decided to keep his family alive and keep himself alive and go back in the mission field and do God's will. But we're going to get this book out. If you don't mind, folks, they can't kill all of us at this time. They plan on doing it. They plan on doing it later when they get us under total martial law in America and come and fulfill the red and blue list and pick up the people on the red list like me and take them out in the yard and shoot them in the head, and then take the blue list and pick you up and take you to the prison camps, the concentration camps in America that Halliburton is building at this time. But anyway, let's go now. I've given you enough time to get your pencils and papers. Write down this website. If you don't have a computer, have a neighbor pull this up and print it out for you. You might have to pay him a couple bucks to print it out because it's a whole book. But luckily, it's just a small pocketbook. Okay? It's just a small pocketbook. It's not a huge book, not like a encyclopedia or, I mean, a dictionary or something. Okay? It's a small little book. Lindsey Williams, Pastor Lindsey Williams' story. And here's that website, folks, to get a copy of the Energy Non-Crisis off the web. It's www. That's it. That's the beginning. And here's the name of the website. Reformation. Maybe it's Reformation. I don't know. It's R-E-F-O-R. M-A-T-I-O-N, Reformation, or Reformation, Reformation, okay, Reformation.org, www.reformation.org. Now, there's more to it. Once you get that down, put a forward slash. And put down no spaces here at all, folks. No spaces. Put down energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, dot, or dash, crisis, C-R-I-S-I-S, non-dash-crisis, Dash CH. Oh, I guess that's chapter 16. Okay. All right. Well, I'm on chapter 16. That's what that is. CH16.html. HTML. Okay, once again now. Now, once you go there to chapter 16, you can just hit the backspace button, and it'll refer you to the whole book, okay? Probably, you could just put www.reformation.org/energy-non-crisis, C-R-I-S-I-S, and leave it there, and you'll pull up the whole book. And I just happened to go to Gull Island Will Blow Your Mind, Chapter 16, okay? So try that, folks, and I think you'll find Lindsey Williams' book. And now's the time to blitz the world with this book, especially the American system, because they're reducing us to third world nation status. The CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, run by the communist, Zionist, neocon Trotskyites, says that they will have the price of gasoline for Americans up to $6 a gallon by the end of this year, minimum. $6 a gallon. Okay, it's at $4 right now. So, and then that's just the beginning. They're going to go up to $8 and $10 a gallon with it. But at the end of this year, they say it'll at least be at $6 a gallon. And folks, this will close down restaurants. This will close down clothing stores. It will close down because, you see, already price of food has gone up 35% because of the delivery cost of the diesel trucks having to pay $4.60 a gallon now. Most of them has $4.60 a gallon for diesel, and the diesel truck drivers can't afford that. The delivery companies can't afford that, and they're raising their delivery costs up and up and up. And so, of course, your supermarket has to raise the price of the food up and up and up, and your clothing stores have to raise the price of clothing that's delivered by diesel trucks up and up and up. And so everything that's delivered by trucks, which is just about everything in America, will be going up in price. I had a complaint last week at our wonderful Chinese food restaurant here in our town, down in Kuski, Idaho, matter of fact. She says that the price of their food is going up and up and up. That's delivered to them before they cook it. The vegetables and the meats and things that they cook into the wonderful Chinese food that they make for us here. And she says, but when we raise the price of our sales of the food, people stop coming in. She says, so there's a limit of what we can raise our prices for people to eat the food, buy the food and eat it, before the people stop coming in. So you see the writing on the wall, folks. These companies that sell food, the restaurants, if they raise their prices up too high because their costs are going up, then people stop coming in and they go out of business. Be right back.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal.
Satan. Albert Pike, who is the leader of the Freemasons here in America. And the Freemasons is a satanic organization, but the people at the bottom are not allowed to know that. Okay, your Freemason friends of yours don't know that the Satan is the big G. You know, the rings they wear in the pennant they wear with the big G, which is supposed to be for Gnosticism. Their God is Lucifer, is Satan. And I'll share that with you next hour. I hope I can get into these three planned wars that Albert Pike, the Satanist leader, top leader, Supreme Council in the world, not in the world, he's Supreme Council or Pontiff of Universal Freemasonry in America. And what he said about the three world wars. He predicted exactly World War One, and remember, folks, that this was 1896. World War One had not occurred yet. They were working on it. They had planned it already, and he described exactly World War One, even before it happened, even before the nations were fighting each other, which nations would be involved and what the outcome would be. In 1896, he described World War II, exactly what nations would be involved, how they would get the war started, and what the outcome would be. And now he's described World War III, okay, that's coming up. We'll be right back after this.
Gold has